Clang, 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 went the cooking pot's single brass foot upon the floor. But now its clamour was mixed with the brays of a donkey and human groans of hunger echoing from the depths of the pot. "Be still! Be silent!" shrieked the wizard. But not all his magical powers could quieten the warty pot, which hopped at his heels all day, braying and groaning and clanging, no matter where he went or what he did. That evening there came a third knock upon the door, and there on the threshold stood a young woman, sobbing as though her heart would break.
"My baby is grievously ill," she said. "Won't you please help us? Your father bade me come if troubled."
But the wizard slammed the door on her. And now the tormenting pot, filled to the brim with salt water, and slopped tears all over the floor as it hopped and brayed and groaned and sprouted more warts. Though no more villagers came to seek help at the wizard's cottage for the rest of the week, the pot kept him informed of their many ills. Within a few days, it was not only braying and groaning and slopping and hopping and sprouting warts, it was also choking and retching, crying like a baby, whining like a dog, and spewing out bad cheese and sour milk and a plague of hungry slugs. The wizard could not sleep or eat with the pot beside him, but the pot refused to leave, and he could not silence it or force it to be still. At last, the wizard could bear it no more.
"Bring me all your problems, all your troubles and your woes," he screamed, fleeing into the night, with the pot hopping behind him along the road into the village. "Come, let me cure you, mend you, and comfort you. I have my father's cooking pot, and I shall make you well."
And with the foul pot still bounding along behind him, he ran up the street, casting spells in every direction. Inside one house, the little girl's warts vanished as she slept. The lost donkey was summoned from a distant briar patch and set down softly in its stable. The sick baby was doused in dittany and woke well and rosy. At every house of sickness and sorrow, the wizard did his best, and gradually the cooking pot beside him stopped groaning and retching and became quiet, shiny, and clean. The pot burped out the single slipper he had thrown into it, and permitted him to fit it onto the brass foot. Together they set off back to the wizard's house, the pot's footstep muffled at last. But from that day forward, the wizard helped the villagers like his father before him, lest the pot cast off its slipper and begin to hop once more.